laser accuracy to your game. Stop guessing where you're aiming and let the laser show you the way.
Well, the strength of the laser is great.
Welcome to episode, I believe this is 14. No, this is episode 15 of the MGA MedioCast. Welcome back, everybody. It's good to have another episode going out. My name is Willie Dills. I'm a co-founder of the MGA, and I'm here, of course, with Mr. John Morley, the other co-founder of the MGA. How's it going, John?
Pretty good. We got our facts straight right from the start.
Yep. You know, MGA is all about factual accuracy. That is, we thrive on that. Yeah, yeah. 15 episodes. This is a milestone, I'd say. Don't you think?
I think so. Yeah, what is 15? Isn't that usually like the green anniversary?
I don't know. Most people celebrate like 25, but, you know, that's too many. We're not going to wait till 25 to celebrate. We're going to celebrate at 15 because, I mean, it's the MGA, baby. We play for keeps. Not those kind of keeps. So you played some golf today, right? Where'd you play?
Yeah, played with Kent and Juan at Harding Park.
Ah, some true medias.
Yeah, rumor had it was going to be set up for the President's Cup, because the PGA grass people were coming out to teach the Harding Park grass people how to cut grass.
Yeah.
And instead of actually being set up on the President's Cup setup, they were cutting the grass while we were playing. And
oh, really?
I had one chip next to a green where I had six people around me, one of them working a mower, another one working a leaf blower to keep the clippings off the green, and they all stopped and surrounded me to watch me take this chip. And
nice.
It was a good chip. But
that was President's Cup pressure. It's what they're just trying to get. They're not worried about the course so much as the golfers. They're trying to get you geared up for there being an audience watching people golf on that golf course. Now, the President's Cup, I think, is in October, right?
Yeah.
Are you planning on going out?
I am.
I would like to go, but I don't have tickets.
9th or 8th?
Yeah.
Let's see. 8th through 11th. So I'm going to go on the weekend. The 10th is my birthday, so I'll go on my birthday and watch Tiger rip it up.
Well, Tiger may not rip it up. His career is in a serious tailspin right now. So by that time, who knows? He might not even be on tour anymore at that point. You know, the way things are going, anyway. I mean,
he really is going the route of David Duval.
He's struggling. Yeah, he's struggling a lot. You know, only winning by one in his last tournament. And
he's got
his work cut out for him in this major. The U.S. Open, by the way, coming up this weekend, which I'm excited about. Not quite as excited as I am about the FU Open, naturally, but.
Obviously.
Yeah. But let's talk about these tournaments. Actually, well, you know what? Wait, first let's talk about the Four Championship before we get too far into this. The Four Championship was the MGA's last tournament. It took place, two or three weekends ago now?
Something like that.
Yeah. Don't we thrive on accuracy, John? Come on, what happened to that? something like that. It took place, I believe it was May 31st, actually.
Okay.
You're buying that? Yeah? You're buying whatever I'm selling, right? Okay. It was a great tournament. We had Aris Vakokoulis finally got the Mexican monkey named Juan Camacho off his back and won a tournament all by himself. It was it was pretty spectacular. Playoff.
That's true.
Winning over Gabe Elash in a playoff, one hole playoff. That the MGA had to we had to strong arm the course to do that playoff. There was some gentlemen who were trying to tee off on the first hole, and we kind of took over the spot. And
fortunately, there were 25 of us, and that took care of that problem. So the playoff was great. Aris performed incredible under pressure, right down the middle, right to the middle of the green, two putt.
Not only under pressure, but under extreme inebriation at that point as well.
That's true.
he was definitely, it was a day off for Aris, that's for sure. He was enjoying himself out there. There was a lot of big stories though. The Four Championship this year, it didn't disappoint. I mean, it was exciting from start to finish. And not only did Aris, you know, get the Mexican monkey off his back, but we also had some other players perform very well, and a real sad story on the day.
Heartbreaking.
Top medio.
Human, Human interest story.
Yeah, real human interest story. It's true. One of our top medios, Chris Janssen, unfortunately suffered from a rare bag attack. Normally bags are your friend. Today it was not, and he's clinging to life to this day. Is he still? Is he undergoing chemotherapy? Correct.
Yeah.
He's in critical condition right now.
They've started the chemo treatment.
That's good. Okay.
And it really seems like it's taking the
<That's good. laughs>
the tumor that forced his arm out of its socket is definitely
really
shrinking. Yeah. No, that's great.
And you know, Aris was his hero too. Not only did he win a tournament, he was his hero.
Save his life.
Yeah. And he donated blood. I think Janssen is now sporting about 3 pints of Vokokolis blood. he donated a couple of kidneys, I believe. And
yeah.
So Janssen, speedy recovery.
Janssen
we
is
hope.
Back.
Is he?
He's back.
This is a miraculous recovery. Holy crap!
He's been putting in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he swears.
Wow, the doctor said he was never going to walk again, and he's in a month already.
Oh boy,
bag cancer. I mean, what did he have? Dislocated arm.
Right.
It's kind of like cancer, really, if you think about it. So yeah, Chris Janssen dislocated his arm. I believe it was on the second hole. He was the leader on the day. One Munder. So the thing is, Aris won, but forever there's going to be an asterisk because the official score is going to go down as Janssen at 18 Munder because we're going to prorate that first hole out to the rest of the day.
I mean, you can't beat his overall score. It was a 7.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly. I mean,
about that.
What is that? That's 85 Munder?
A lot. One. Juan went for it by shooting a 77 on the day. Again, DQing itself.
Yeah, that doesn't match up to the heroics of a man who got arm cancer on the second hole. But Juan Camacho, yes, he did. He shot a 77. Faced a lot of boos on the 18th hole as he came in, which he clearly deserved. He's clearly proving that he deserves more penalty strokes than he's getting.
Yeah.
I think Juan Camacho, we may need to gimp him in other ways besides just alcohol. I think we might need to get him hooked on some other hard drugs.
His problem is that he's either going to shoot a 77 or like today, I don't even know what he shot. Honestly, it must have been almost 100 at Harding. So like the first tournament, he didn't make the money because he didn't play well enough, and then he DQs himself by playing too well. So he's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, him and Tiger Woods both in career tailspins right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, our hearts go out to Juan Camacho.
Yeah.
But I think he's a resilient guy. I mean, that's the Mexicans are known for this. And
he'll be.
Yeah, strong backs on those Mexicans. He's gonna
actually
be back.
He's missing the next tournament.
No way.
Can't make it. He's going to be, go figure, I think he's backpacking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just trying to get his mind right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, clearly, he doesn't have, his heart's not in it. He's shooting 77s. He's falling apart physically, mentally, emotionally. He used to be a beautiful man. These days, he looks horrible. So, hopefully, we'll get Juan Camacho back.
I should tell you now, he's threatening to sue the MGA already.
Really?
For slander and libel as soon as he
slander
figures out which one is.
And libel? Really?
Yeah, so.
What a fucking prick. That guy is. Man, that guy sucks. All right.
Yeah.
Juan, don't worry. We're not slandering him or libeling him. I mean, you know, all we're doing is saying it like it is, man. You know, shouting it from the mountaintops. Juan Camacho is a horrible, horrible person.
And on that note, let's leave it at that. And and go to Seattle for their 4 championship.
Oh, the Seattle 4. That's right. We can't just update one tournament now. We've got to update multiples. The Seattle 4 championship. We had a new winner on tour in Seattle. Tell
That's
us
right,
who
I've
that was.
Right in front of me. Aaron Reagan.
Aaron Reagan? I think it's Reagan. Is it Reagan?
Reagan.
Reagan? Okay.
Reagan.
Reagan? I think the Reagan, accent's on the A. Yeah. Okay. But I think also Reagan. The N is silent, so I think it's just Riga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Riga.
Aaron
with
Riga.
A 90. With a 90, the perfect mediocre score.
Wow, that is impressive.
Shooting even Marr, takes it down by two over Tom Smith, with Ryan Crane finishing one spot further back.
Now, this also sets a record for best score in the SMGA, right? The Seattle MGA? Nobody's shot even par in a tournament, have they?
I
think
the
winners always come in Mover.
Well, in the Bastards they did, Zach Attack shot a 91.
Yeah.
I don't know about the AM-AM.
Okay.
Team event, one of them might have dropped Munder there.
Somebody might have broken Munder. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But speaking of Zach Attack, all he could manage was a 99. Now he's got some penalty strokes. He finished in fifth, and it dropped him to second on the money list. Regan with his second in the Bastards and first in the four. Up
so
to
Zach McKinley also in a career tailspin. There's a lot of career tailspins going on right now.
Really are. In fact, I don't think anyone's actually improving, except for
Aaron
maybe
Riga.
Riga.
Riga's clearly on the front side of his career. Nowhere to go but up right now.
Well,
clearly one of the young guns on tour.
A lot of it has to do with the new spine. He's just coming to terms.
Yeah,
coming to grip the new spine.
Yeah, half man, half machine. It's hard to top that, you know. I hear he's a shapeshifter too, like the T-1000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was looking like Tiger Woods, and then once he found out that he was in a career tailspin, he switched it up to make himself look more like some of the guys who are doing well now, which is a smart move.
Like Brian Gay?
Like Brian Gay. I mean, Gay wins, and everyone wants to be gay now, so. So Aaron Reagan wins and vaults to number one on the global money list right now, at $2.48.
Ridiculous.
Impressive, and only two starts. It says here, is that correct? He missed
that
one.
Yeah, he missed the first one. He was busy organizing.
Yeah, and getting his bionic spine.
Actually, the spine
put in.
He had some. Okay. Some installation issues with the machine. So,
yeah.
But he's set now.
Okay, good. I heard too that Aris Vakokoulis actually donated blood to Aaron Regan's spine transplant surgery, and he's actually sporting 4 pints of Vakokoulis blood. Miraculously, Vakokoulis' blood somehow matches everyone's blood type in the world. It's pretty impressive.
No, I heard that. I heard that about him, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they call him Aris.
Yeah,
I don't know. That doesn't even make sense. So right now, as it stands, we got Aaron Reagan and Zach McKinley at the top, and another Seattle player in the number three spot. Is that true? Tom Smith.
Let me take a look here.
Yeah, Tom Smith at $2.08.
Yeah, Smith had a strong start to the season. I think he won the Rebel Beach.
Yeah. So the parity of the San Francisco MGA right now is hurting us on the global money list.
That's true. The size, the sheer size and strength
and girth and just weight.
Yeah,
it's clearly hurting us on the money list.
Yes, exactly. And they have a lot of, from what I understand, they have a couple guys up there who the MGA is their first golf experience.
Really?
So.
I heard that it hurts the first time, but it's been a while. For me,
well,
I've forgotten.
It depends on the weight.
Yeah. you got to take it slow, you know? So rounding out the top five, though, we got Todd Benoit, and Aris the donor of Vakokoulis, rounding it out at number five. You're actually in the top 20. You just missed the top 10. You're at number 11. Yeah.
Rob Skinner. 1.32.
Yeah, right under Rob Skinner, who's edged you out by just $4.04. So, You know, I think, you know, you can get him at the next one and you move your way in there. I need to get into the top 20 because I'm not even on the front page. You can't find me anywhere on the front page of MediocreGolf.com.
What are you talking about?
It's really annoying. I mean, you've got...
You're the video. You open it up and it's you standing there with a club.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, let's talk about why these rankings matter.
That's true.
Top 15 each
16.
Chapter.
16. Oh, we added 16. One more because we always add one in the MGA.
Yeah.
To everything. So
top 16 each chapter. Let's see who's on the bubble this week. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's a good – yeah, okay. On the bubble. I'm going to put
on
some music in here.
Making,
some bubbly music.
World championships.
Bloom, bloom. All right. So then on the bubble –
why don't you tell us who the San Francisco bubble player is?
The bubble boy in San Francisco, the man who loves bubbles. I'm not even on that page at all. You're going to have to do it.
Okay, I'll take the bubble. You get the Seattle.
I'll get Seattle going, yeah.
Seattle bubble player for this week, Mike Plemons. Almost sounds like a bubbly last name. Mike Bloblons.
Wait, who?
Yeah. Mike Plemons. He's Mike Novak's friend. He's made one tournament.
Okay.
It was, last
this is the San Francisco bubble, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You've never heard of him, but he played in the last tournament. He actually beat you by one stroke.
Oh, wow.
Finished eight. So that got him to 16th on the money list. So I believe he's in for the next tournament already. He's looking to maintain that top 16 standing and get that official invite to the World Championships in early November.
So he's going to need to stay strong if he's going to want to hold on to his spot there at 16 and get an invite to the World Championships in Las Vegas towards the end of this year, looking at mid-November for that. It's going to be the biggest tournament in golf history. Clearly the most prestigious tournament that's ever happened in any sport ever in the history of humanity. MGA World Championships. I'm saying it right now. And I'm predicting a victory for me, too.
He's guaranteeing it, in fact.
Going on record. I'm going to get a new spine in by then. I'm going to get some Aris Vakolkala's blood, and I can't lose.
Martin Brome, 15th place, only by .02.
Really? How close am I, by the way? Am I in the top 16?
Oh, yeah, you're 13th.
Oh, I'm in there.
You've got a nice little – you have an 11-cent cushion.
All right.
On the so just
boy,
keep
it'd really
up the
be a shame to miss that and not be invited, you know?
Yeah. And what if neither of us made it? Who's going to run it?
I don't know. We'll just stay here and just be like, figure it out. Yes. So number 16 in the Seattle chapter currently is Dustin Wayisi. Dustin Wayisi. It must be African. Dustin Wayisi.
All right.
And at .25, he's actually got a pretty comfortable lead over the number 17 guy, GC Glubricta. So those guys are fighting it out right now. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. GC Glubricht.
Yeah. No, that sounds right.
Okay.
Let's
cool.
see. And they each have three tournaments. Let's see who beat who in the last one.
Well, Jim the Lefty is right on their tail, too, at $0.11.
Wow. They
and only one start.
They were neck and neck in the last tournament with Glubricht.
Glubricht. Yeah.
And Wiese shooting 124.
I think it's Glubricht. I think you do the hit later after the rest of it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're neck and neck, but right now they're Wiese's on the bubble, so congrats.
All right. So everybody look out for that. Top 16 from each chapter is going to be invited. In November, we're going to have the MGA World Championships. The plan right now is to be in Vegas for a two-day tournament. We're still working out all the kinks and everything, but this is going to be an exciting trip, amazing, life-changing experience for everybody who's a part of it.
Has anybody seen The Hangover yet? It's going to be better.
Way better. I mean, we're going to have – screw Mike Tyson. We're going to have freaking – what's his name who beat him? Bubba something? What was his name?
Bubba
I don't know.
Sparks.
I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name. I'm not a big boxing fan. We're going to have Hulk Hogan is going to be there. Mr. T is going to be there. And
a lot of promises this show, man.
And Ryan Seacrest is going to be hosting the tournament. Yeah. So
yeah,
get yourself lined up. You're going to make all the starts you can. You want to get into that top 16. If you finish 17th, I'm afraid you're not getting an invite. And you're going to get laughed at.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going to be. So the money list, it matters. It means a lot. The MGA money list, once just for show, is actually, it's going to turn into some serious stuff by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Well, we got some new chapters on the horizon. So Seattle and San Francisco, obviously going strong. Tell us, John, who else is lining themselves up to become a future MGA chapter right now? We've got three new cities works. Okay.
Yep. Well, first off, we've gone international. Unfortunately, the World Championships will actually resemble a World Championship. I was hoping for the only American involvement in calling it a World Championship, but Montreal is in. They have a chapter page.
All right, from the Far East,
yeah,
Asians, Oriental,
they're organizing as we speak. Probably not going to have 16, the full 16 for the first tournament, but the second tournament, he's pretty confident he'll have a full field.
It's going to be hard to get high up on the global money list without 16 players, but all that really matters for the World Championships is 16 out of your chapter. So
exactly, it's all relative.
Cool. All right. It's going to be an expensive flight from the Far East, though. The land of the rising sun, Montreal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure Vegas has some specials if they, go through Dubai or something.
Plus, the dollar is worth so much less now than it used to be. I'm sure the yen is crushing us, and they'll be able to afford it. It'll probably be, 20 yen to fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it'll all work out. The guys that won't have to come quite as far is Ventura, down near
Michigan.
LA.
Oh, yeah, California.
Right. Yeah, California.
Ventura, California. Cool.
Yeah, Michigan.
The Windy City.
I don't think anyone lives in Michigan anymore, actually. Yeah, Ventura is probably going to start up here. Hopefully get an FU Open going because it's the coolest trophy we have.
Yeah.
So.
It hasn't been
going
created yet. We don't know that for sure, but
it's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be the coolest, that's for sure. I don't even want to spoil it. I guess you can see it on the front page of the website, but I still don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a great trophy. And also the perennial, maybe a chapter forming in Florida.
Ah, the city that never sleeps.
There's a lot of golf in Florida. They never sleep down there, so they play through the night.
Yeah, biggest city in the United States as well, Florida.
Yeah,
a lot of people live there.
I think that's a fact.
Yeah, can't dispute it. The MGA is all about facts, getting our facts straight. So
anyway, we've got three potential chapters right now.
Okay.
We've also had some interest from the UK. It's
really
getting huge. You're gonna want to solidify your top 16 status as early as possible because things are blowing up.
Things are getting out of control right now, the MGA is we're freaking ready for it. I mean, this is let's face it.
This is real.
This is as real as it gets. So MGA World Championships early November. Get yourself lined up. Get yourself into that top 16. You're not gonna want to miss this. It's gonna be out of control. All right. So last thing. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. Just want to get some hype going here. The winner of the World Championships is going to do a full media tour on all the finest AM sports talk radio stations we can find.
Yeah.
So
at least two of them.
Radio is two.
Yep. Yeah. I hope you can handle the life changing experience that is going to be winning the MGA World Championships because, past winners, actually, there has never been a winner. You'd be the first one.
Yep.
So, I mean, we don't even know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like we know what happens when you become, the president. You know what I mean? We know. We've seen it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Boring.
You freaking wear a suit all the time. Done that. Someone's been there already. No one has ever done this before. This would be the first time this has ever happened. If you were the first person ever to do this, I mean, it's going to go on your gravestone. I mean, this is like, this is the kind of thing.
It really is.
Your grandkids are going to be like, oh my God. Yeah, you
might.
Exactly. And then we'll put it on your gravestone. It won't really be a gravestone so much as it's going to be like, you know, a piece of wood. And we're going to write on it and put it in your whatever. But it'll be there. And this is going to be great. So really looking forward to this. I'm really excited about this. Let's get one more thing out of the way before we go. There's a few more things on the site now. Anybody who hasn't been to MediocreGolf.com needs to go check it out. You need to live there. Homepage. Mark it down as your homepage because you're going to want to be there all day, every day. That's where you're going to find all the updates on all the chapters. You're going to see the money list, where you fall, photos, any videos that we have from any previous tournament. All that stuff's going to be there. There's player pages. We got new player pages up. There's some stats now. Yep.
We're also
there's some videos in the works as well.
Yeah, should be mentioned there are some great videos in the works, and also there is a Duff Vision submission page in the works that is nearly complete. So players who would like a Duff Vision on their profile page are going to have that option soon.
So the way this is going to work is you can film your own Duff Vision, get your friends out there, and film your own Duff Vision, send it in, and we will put the commentary on it, slow the video down, and pop it up on there, put the graphics and everything, and you'll have a bona fide Duff Vision that you can show to all your friends and coworkers, and your deacon at your church or whatever the hell you do, wherever the hell you live.
Show it to your nun.
Show it to your nun. So MediocreGolf.com is blowing up. It's absolutely the most exciting place on the net right now, John. And I can't overstate this enough. So another thing is we are currently shopping sponsors right now for the MGA World Championships. So if there is any interest, if you have any interest in becoming involved in that, just let us know. Shoot an email. You can shoot it to John at MediocreGolf.com or Willie at MediocreGolf.com, either one. Is there another email address at MediocreGolf.com that people can use if they can't remember our names?
They can go to the contact page on the site, too.
Okay, cool.
Those show up.
How clever of you to think of that for
for
a contact page. I don't think that's ever been done before in the history of the internet.
Yeah. No, you came up with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I did.
I didn't want to put it on there, but you...
I insisted. Yeah, I invented
and then
that.
And then I came up with the sweet idea of putting a cheesy...
.com at the end?
Animated GIF.
That's the best thing. Dude, that's the best thing that's ever happened to that website, is that little thing right there. So don't sell yourself short, man.
I love it.
So we also, at our next tournament, the FU Open, we got almost the full field right now, right?
Well... Someone else might have just signed up, and
that might have sealed it, right?
We're at 7 out of 28 right now.
27 out of 28, okay.
And I'm going to try and get a few more spots because I know there's a few people missing that I'm almost positive are going to play.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what, is Aris going to win the last tournament and then not play in this one? I don't think so.
Is he really not signed up?
He's not signed up, but he never signs up.
Well, he's probably not feeling very well because of all that blood he's been donating. So we might have to expand this. Maybe have 32 spots depending. We've got a couple people who purchased some MGA packages at some auctions to donate to charity. Ross Nelson and Charlie Callahan. Actually, I think it's Ross Nelson and Charlie Callahan. Callahan. I think that's how you do it in Spanish. The L's. Yeah. Become a Y. So Kaya Han and Ross Nelson at the next tournament. These guys donated the money to charity to come out and play an MGA tournament, and we're looking forward to having them out there. There's also another thing in the works that we might have at the next tournament that also is going to benefit charity. We still haven't found the recipient, the lucky recipient for our Meagles
like,
for Some Dude charity.
So it's sort of like Eagles for St. Jude?
It's better. Eagles for St. Jude is probably the lamest thing I've ever heard of. But Meagles for Some Dude is it's going to change someone's life. And
it really.
Yeah. So some dude out there is going to benefit every time someone makes a meagle at the next tournament. The MGA is going to donate $1.0 to some dude. Yeah. So it's a lot of money. That's a lot of cashola right there. That could be, I mean, this the MGA Fields. I mean, this we could be giving away at $5.0. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's some scratch, man. That's some serious scratch right there.
Sure.
Some dude is going to be a very happy dude by the end of this tournament. So FU Open predictions. Who do you think is going to take it down, John?
Ooh. Hold on. Let me get back to my San Francisco page. See who's hot right now.
Yeah, you got to check out the stats page. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good information.
The course is tough.
It is a tough. It's a rough track out there.
Yeah, some guys have been complaining about it already.
Yeah.
God. You know, for a win, I am going to have to – you know what? I'm taking Stacey Ward after that heartbreak at last year's FU Open where he lost in a playoff.
That's a great pick.
I think he's going to do it this year.
That's a great pick. Yeah, Stacey Ward. He's a perennial contender at NGA tournaments. Sweet swing, nice short compact backswing, and he hits the ball – with a bit of a draw, so you know he can
kind of
he
like
has the tools
draw, yeah,
kind of a fadish draw, yeah. He's got the tools to do it. I think that's a good pick. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna take a wild card here, John.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna take a real wild card here. I'm gonna go with now maybe I'm changing my mind. Now that I'm looking at his name, I'm thinking I don't know. All right, you know what? Screw it. I'm going with it. I'm sticking with it. I'm going with the rough and tumble Casey Watson to take down the FU Open in 2009. Wow. Casey Watson's my man.
That's a wild card.
That is a serious wild card. But you know what? If he hits his driver like Max was so impressed with the other day, Max couldn't shut up about his driver and how good it was. Well, Max was a little drunk. But... apparently he was crushing that thing. If he can crush it out there, it's gonna make that course a lot easier because there's some holes on there where if you don't get the ball down the fairway a good distance, it's a long ways in. So, Casey Watson.
All right.
Yep.
We still and, see.
And my secondary pick, my safety pick, is gonna be me. My safety.
It's
pick.
It's gonna be you.
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know. I got that new driver that you gave me, and I'm hitting that thing pretty well. So, I'm feeling good.
My safety pick would have been me if you'd talked to me right after the driving range today, but because I played the full round, it's definitely not me.
You probably should have made the tee time, went out, hit some balls on the range, and gone home and felt good about yourself.
Yeah, I was spraying that driver everywhere except the fairway. It was bad.
Wow. Ugh. Don't worry, man. It'll come around. You got what, 10 days, 12 days to get it together?
Yeah.
So, you know, the FU Open is going to be huge this year. It's one of the most prestigious tournaments. It's epic. It's patriotic. You get out there, you really get to celebrate your country. I'm really glad Montreal is going to have one this year because – they really need to celebrate America over there. They're not doing enough celebrating America in Montreal, in my opinion.
You know, when I go up there, and I go up there a lot, they don't put any American flags on their buildings.
Wow.
Yeah.
People are terrorists. Are you kidding me?
They fly these strange flags.
Yeah?
They don't even have
stars on them, do they?
No. There's something in the middle that, like, looks like sort of a weird combination of some stars, but
clearly the terrorists have already won then in Montreal.
Yep.
That's
Shame.
Really too bad. So if you want to join the FU Open, there's one spot right now. Hopefully there'll be a few more. Go
Probably
to mediocregolf.com.
Yeah, there's going to be a few more. And then you head to the chapter page for whichever chapter you're looking to looking to enter in, and under the details in the upper right corner on the chapter page, there's an enter here button, and that'll get you through to the chapter leader.
All right. Well, I think we're about done. So, John, is there anything else you want to say to the MGAers out there, the medios of the world?
You know, it's looking pretty damn good, and I'm getting very excited about the World Championships. I'm gonna try. We're gonna try and get something sorted out. Hopefully by mid-July at the latest, we'll have dates and all the details
accommodations
worked out.
And whatnot. Yeah.
We'll try and do it this month if we can make it happen. But well, as soon as we know, we'll let you guys know.
All right. Well, the wheels are spinning, and medios, I just want to say we're so excited to have everybody who's a part of the MGA be a part of the MGA right now. This is the golden era of the MGA by far. And, you know, everyone who's a part of it right now is a part of something special and brand new. So go to MediocreGolf.com. I'm telling you, put it as your homepage, bookmark it, and check it out every day. And we'll see you at the next tournament and on the next MedioCast. So once again,
last thing. Speaking of Epic and milestones and all that, we did reach a milestone. Getting my facts straight here right now. Joe Adams, member 100, official MGA member 100.
All right.
Got our last week. And Christoph Brochu, the Montreal leader, is member 101. So we are
triple
rolling.
Digits. All right. Now we're going for four. All we got to do is do that 9 more times. So so this is Willie Dills and for John Morley signing out. The MGA MedioCast. We'll see you guys next time.
I felt the love. I breathed the air. I touched the rain. I wiped the tear. I saw the moon. I heard.